Imagine waking up to the aroma of freshly baked muffins, not from a traditional oven, but from your kitchen food printer using recipes from famous artisan bakers. Outside your window, a computer-guided crane extrudes cement in organic patterns impossible with traditional construction. This isn't science fiction. It's the world being shaped by 3D printing technology. While the 20th century transformed information into digital form, books, music, photographs all became bits and bytes, the 21st century is reversing this flow. Digital bits are becoming physical atoms through 3D printing, a transformation already evident in aerospace, medicine, and beyond. 3D printing, technically called additive manufacturing, builds objects layer by layer following computer instructions. Unlike traditional manufacturing that cuts away material or uses molds, 3D printers construct objects from the ground up. This revolutionary approach enables complex geometries, hollow interiors, and intricate lattice structures previously impossible or prohibitively expensive. The technology works by interpreting digital design files and bringing virtual creativity into physical reality, essentially functioning as ultimate fax machines for physical objects. The convergence of digital and physical is happening in phases. First, control over shape, then composition of materials, and finally, control over behavior. We're currently mastering shape, beginning to explore composition through multi-material printing, and just glimpsing the possibilities of programmable behavior. Eventually, we'll print complete active systems, working phones, smart fabrics, and robots that emerge fully functional from the printer. Traditional manufacturing forces trade-offs between quality, speed, and cost, allowing only two of these three attributes. 3D printing breaks these constraints through revolutionary principles that transform production. Manufacturing complexity becomes free. Ornate shapes cost the same as simple blocks. Variety costs nothing, as printers create unlimited designs without retooling. No assembly is required since printers produce interlocked mechanisms in one job. Zero lead time enables on-demand production, minimizing inventory. The technology offers unprecedented design freedom, internal channels, organic shapes, and variable densities impossible with traditional methods. Zero-skill manufacturing democratizes production through algorithms, while a single printer replaces rooms of equipment. Additive processes use 90% less raw material than subtractive manufacturing. 3D printing eliminates economies of scale, making it ideal for small-batch, customized products. This has revitalized manufacturing regions by enabling small businesses to offer sophisticated production services once limited to large corporations. In today's economy, competitive advantage stems from customer experience intensity. Products range from commodities to goods to services to experiences, ultimately leading to transformative customer changes through education and skill development. MakerBot exemplifies this by offering more than just 3D printers. They deliver creativity and community. Their consumer-friendly devices like Cupcake and Replicator emphasize fun over technical specs, while their Thingiverse platform builds community through seasonal projects and creative challenges. Shapeways takes a different approach as a web-based marketplace where designers can sell their 3D printed creations. Unlike MakerBot's plastic-only printing, Shapeways offers 25 materials, enabling diverse products from jewelry to art pieces. Their platform dissolves traditional distinctions between designers, sellers, and consumers. The rise of 3D printing dramatically reduces barriers to innovation. While traditional manufacturing requires significant investment, like $10,000 plus for a basic phone case mold, 3D printing allows entrepreneurs to test ideas incrementally without risking capital on factory equipment or retail space. Two main families of 3D printing technologies exist. Selective deposition printers deposit material through nozzles, common in homes and offices for their safety. The standard fused deposition modeling, FDM, extrudes material layer by layer through a moving nozzle, outlining and filling each level successively. Selective binding printers use heat, light, or adhesives to solidify materials. Stereolithography employs UV-activated liquid photopolymer, while selective laser sintering uses powder materials, offering built-in support and compatibility with materials like nylon, steel, and titanium. The process starts with design files, a significant challenge since existing software wasn't built for 3D printing. Most prints require support structures and post-processing, including sanding and smoothing, to remove temporary scaffolding. Current design software has limitations. Solid modeling restricts complex geometries, while surface modeling lacks internal structure data. The industry's future depends on reality capture technology, which will streamline the conversion of physical objects into printable designs. Anthony Atala's 2011 TED demonstration of printing kidney-like tissue highlighted bioprinting's revolutionary potential. The field now progresses along what could be called a 3D-printed ladder of life, from basic prosthetics to complex organs and eventually complete living organisms. The first wave of 3D-printed parts is already widespread. Millions use printed hearing aids, Invisalign braces, and dental implants. Companies like Bespoke Innovations create customized prosthetic limbs that wearers proudly display, while regulatory-approved titanium bone implants represent the next advancement. Stem cells serve as bioprinting's foundation, capable of differentiating into any of the body's 210 cell types. Columbia's Jeremy Mao demonstrated this by creating 3D-printed rabbit hip bones with stem cells that successfully integrated within months. The process uses living ink, cells in protective hydrogel, precisely positioned to form functional tissue. Creating functional vascular systems remains the biggest challenge in printing complex organs. Researchers combine 3D printing, design software, and natural growth factors to overcome this hurdle. Future visions include operating room printers and micro-robots printing organs directly inside patients. 3D printing food, while still experimental, captures imagination and could potentially rival household appliances like microwaves. The process requires precise mechanical control, digital recipes, and ingredients with ideal consistency, soft enough to extrude yet stable enough to maintain shape. Future printers might integrate with body sensors to create nutritionally optimized meals and coordinate preparation using GPS data. Beyond food, 3D printing offers environmental advantages through optimized designs, digital inventory, local production, and eco-friendly materials. Aircraft weight reduction exemplifies these benefits. Each kilogram saved can serve 600 liters of fuel annually. Boeing demonstrated this by 3D printing a fighter jet duct as one piece instead of 20, simplifying inventory management. Though most 3D printing still uses problematic plastics, green alternatives are emerging, including PLA, a corn-based water-soluble thermoplastic, soy plastics, and recycling systems that convert waste prints into new filament. Like computing, 3D printing challenges legal frameworks, enabling sophisticated criminal activities, from counterfeiting to downloadable gun designs. Professor Cronin's ReactionWare, 3D-printed chemical factories, promises medical advances while raising concerns about unregulated production. In a consumer-driven manufacturing world, tort law faces new complexity. When products malfunction, liability becomes unclear among designers, printer manufacturers, material suppliers, and distribution platforms. 3D printing evolves through three phases: shape control, fabricating objects; composition control, manipulating internal structures; and behavior control, programming functionality. The next frontier is printing active systems responding to environments, starting with combined conductive and non-conductive materials for integrated robotics and sensor-equipped prosthetics. The ultimate goal is digital fabrication using voxels, sand-sized volumetric pixels. Like nature's limited building blocks creating endless variety, few voxel types could enable complex combinations of rigid, soft, conductive, and specialized components. By bridging digital and physical realms, 3D printing transforms manufacturing and our relationship with physical objects, promising unprecedented creative freedom.